Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Today, we're going to talk with someone from a company called Cultured Stone, but it's not the countertop. It's something that you can use both in and outdoors in for your home. Joining me on the phone line is Allie Rocchetta, who is the marketing brand manager for Cultured Stone. Allie, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You don't make any of those countertops I was talking about, correct?
No, we do not.
Tell me what it is that your company manufactures.
Yeah, so Cultured Stone, we're a manufacturer of stone veneer. So you would use that as kind of a siding option on the wall. We actually originated back in 1962. It was with two brothers who were really looking to fulfill a need for a new kind of building material. So they created a lightweight concrete mixture, and they cast that in flexible molds that were made from natural stone, and then they hand-painted them to have that look and feel of natural stone. So that was kind of the birth of manufactured stone veneer and probably why people kind of have the synonymous feel of cultured stone, manufactured stone veneer, and cultured stone, the brand.
Right.
And today we're available in over 150 locations nationwide, and we are part of Boral, who's the largest architectural stone veneer manufacturer in North America.
Now, this is, I mean, you mentioned that it originated as an exterior cladding, like a siding, but it has become so much more, right? I mean, people are using this inside. They're using it for fireplace surrounds. You would be hard-pressed to look at this product and not think that it is real stone.
Absolutely. We really towed our hat on making products that really range from different designs from traditional and contemporary. And like you said, they can be both used on exterior and interior applications, really to enhance the curb appeal on the outside of your home, but also in creative spaces on the inside of your home, like kitchen backsplashes, accent walls. We've seen people use them in multiple ways that are really beautiful.
And can you talk a little bit? I know that the how it gets installed, it's not just one size fits all, right? Is the typical installation where it's put on almost like a tile, where you would use a thin set mortar or an adhesive, or are there other options for installation as well?
Yeah, you would definitely use a mortar. So we consider an N-type mortar would be the best for that, and then you would want to obviously have your setup with a WSRB. We have kind of all the installation details on our website for manufactured stone veneer. But we do really aim to make it a product that people can install on their own. And then we also offer a lot of kind of quick installation with our panelized stones. So any of our ProFit ledge stones, they're actually a panel with multiple stones on them. So when you install it, it looks like you put those little individual stones on yourself, but it's actually a whole panel. So that makes the installation a little bit easier. And then also we offer large format stones, like our carbon cast-fit. So those are kind of the sleeker contemporary stones that cover a lot more square footage, so you don't have to spend so much time on installation.
I've seen a bunch of projects that, commercial projects, you'll see, shopping malls and places like that where they'll have column details, and then they'll use this stone around it. And when it's done, it gives it such a sort of a solid look to it. And it is just, I mean, it's not, while I realize it's not, you have one style that's river rock, that there's no way you wouldn't know it isn't river rock. But when it's all put together and finished, it just gives this solid grounded look. And the installation process that you spoke of is not that difficult. And when you talk about the ability of homeowners to be able to do it, this really is a retrofit item that, if you have a frame home and you wanted to have a third of the first floor have a wall of stone or something like that with a cap that you also make, that's absolutely possible.
Definitely. And we're seeing a lot more people doing that, especially in this kind of era with the pandemic. People are really getting excited about repair and remodel and kind of these do-it-yourself options. So we've seen a lot more stone being incorporated on the inside and outside of the home.
Can you talk a little bit about affordability? I mean, I'm sure that there's a wide range of pricing depending on what you choose. But, you know, when you compare it to, say, you know, if someone was going to re-side their home with, you know, even a hardy board, which is very popular, or, you know, some type of cementitious siding, is it comparably priced to that?
I can't tell you off the top of my head in terms of pricing, since it kind of fluctuates. So you'd have to check online with that.
Got it.
But we do strive to kind of be competitive within our industry.
Got it. Got it. And I know when I look at your website, you can see lots of examples of, I think it's such a great interior finish. If you want to do an accent wall, or you wanted to do a fireplace surround, or even go up to the ceiling, if you have a traditional drywall surround and you wanted to take this cladding and go all the way up, it could just dramatically change the look of the interior space.
Absolutely. It's super impactful. And it's funny you talk about fireplace surrounds and things like that. We're actually seeing more people kind of gather in their home around kind of these fireside features. Mm. So stone has been a big element in kind of bringing those outdoors inside. So definitely.
Yeah, really cool stuff. Ali Rocchetta is the marketing brand manager at Cultured Stone. If people want to learn more about the products that you make and where they could perhaps find a dealer near them, where do they go?
Yeah, you can visit us at www.culturedstone.com. And if you're looking to find the dealer, you can just click on the where to buy option in the top right corner of the website.
That's great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you getting up with us this morning.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, Lou. Thanks for having me.
You got it.